Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I am Jim Galante along with Andrew Pichet. Andy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Jimmy. Thank you very much.
Getting ready for some golfing this week?
I am. I'm going to try and get to my league. My intention is I might not make it, but my complete and total intention is to make it to my golf league this week. Because after, five straight days of rain here in the Northeast, which I'm so tired of rain. A, because we're watching friends' dogs and I have to walk them all the time. So we've been walking in the freaking rain. But it's going to look nice for the next few days. So I definitely have to get out on the golf course.
You do. I actually got out for 9 holes earlier this week, Andy, and kind of danced between the raindrops. We were very fortunate. It worked out well. Anyway, Andy, today's show is brought to you by F45 Training and State College. After the great response to our F45 promotion, they've extended the offer. This is through May 21st, so you still have time. Our listeners are able to try F45 training for 2 weeks for free. And get this, your 2 weeks free do not start until you take your first class. So you take your first class on May 21st, the last day of the offer. You've got 2 weeks from that point. F45, they provide you the benefits of personal training in a class environment. Great place. You got to check it out. Now with the students gone, it's a great opportunity to check them out. Again, that's F45 Training in State College. All right, Andy, let's hit it. A couple different news items. One of the favorite things for you and I to go after is when we see these over-unders on wins or point spreads. And this past week, it was fascinating. DraftKings and FanDuel came out with their over-under totals for Penn State. And I think it was DraftKings had them at 10.5 and FanDuel at 9.5. I was quite surprised to see that 10.5, Andy.
Well, here's at first I thought about it and I was like, basically you're saying if you take that, you think Penn State can be 11-1, right? And you know, it's no longer Michigan and Ohio State. It's still Ohio State. But if you kind of look at it, Jimmy, it's not as crazy as you might think as a number. Now, they have to win the rest of their schedule. But if, okay, they play three, they're ranked generally in the preseason in the top 10, right? Like they're 10, 9, 11, 10, 9, 8, whatever. They're a top 10 team. There are three teams above them that are also ranked in the top 10 from the Big Ten: Ohio State, Oregon, and Michigan. Guess who Penn State doesn't play this year? Oregon and Michigan. So in terms of level playing field, as you look at it going into the season, obviously things change in the course of the season, but as you look at it going in, you're like, they have one sort of level playing field game, and it's, you know, the same old nasty, dirty dog that's tortured them in the past. It's Ohio State. They still have some other tough games, right? They have two other preseason ranked teams on their schedule. USC is ranked preseason 21. I'm going to go with the one thing I looked at, that 21, they're all in the wheelhouse. And West Virginia, vastly improved team, season opener on the road. West Virginia's 22. The USC game on the road as well. So 10.5 isn't crazy. 9.5 says of those three games, right? Ohio State, USC, and West Virginia. Of those, you take 9.5. That means you think they're 10-2. They win one of those three games and don't lose it to anybody else. If you bet 10.5, you think Penn State can beat 2 out of 3 of those teams. So is it super crazy, Jimmy? I mean, there's only one ranked team of the four in the Big Ten that are ranked in the top 10 that's ahead of them that they play on their schedule, and that's Ohio State. Bit of a break. Still a little bit of a sticky schedule, but a bit of a break. And I don't think 10.5 is as crazy as I first thought it was. That's what I'm kind of trying to, you know, use some empirical evidence. How's that for a word? I'm trying to use some empirical evidence to say, at first I thought 10.5 is bonkers, but now I'm like, maybe not so much.
I don't think it's crazy to think that they could finish 11-1. Okay. That's me saying they can. The question is, will they? And I have doubts on how Penn State is perceived nationally. And I think that's partly what surprised me here. And I keep going back to the schedule a year ago, Andy. There were 12 games, 10 of them, where they were a very big favorite. And two of them, Ohio State, Michigan. They won the games they were supposed to, lost the two big games. This lost. Year,
lost? They weren't competitive in those games, Jimmy. There's a difference.
Okay, fair enough. They weren't competitive. You're making my point here. So you have Ohio State. A lot of places, they're ranked number one. They probably have the most talent in the country. So if they live up to expectations, you know, they're an elite team. But the difference between this year's schedule and last year's schedule is last year they played two great teams.
Correct.
And 10 bad teams. This year it's only one great team, but there's a potential for three or four other good teams. You mentioned, now, these are games that if they were at home, I'd feel much better about them. But you mentioned the two games, USC and West Virginia on the road. And especially West Virginia being that first game where you can get ambushed there, that's concerning. On the road to Wisconsin is concerning. Now, I think there'll be favorites in all three of those games, but they shouldn't be favored by a lot, Andy.
No.
And then they have Washington at home. Now, I don't know what to expect from Washington.
Right.
I think they're definitely going to come down to earth at least somewhat, but how much? We really don't know much about that team. So I'm pointing out that a year ago, I thought they would lose two games max. That's the most they would lose, and they did. This year, I see the Ohio State game, but I also see three or four other games where I go, yeah, I'm a bit nervous about them. And that's why the 10.5 wins, I was really surprised by that.
Yeah, I think as the schedule was released when it was released last year, here's the difference between last year and this year. There's more sticky wicket games this year, right? There's less elite teams, quote unquote elite teams on their schedule, one versus two, but there are more sticky wicket games. You're 100% right at Wisconsin. When this schedule was released, Washington and UCLA were very different. Both have now lost their head coaches. Both lost a ton of talent to the NFL. UCLA sent some serious talent to the NFL this year, Jimmy. And Washington just sent a boatload of it, just a truckload of it to the NFL. I would say Washington sent an Ohio State load of talent to the NFL that you normally see go to the NFL draft. You see it from Ohio State guys. Washington had that much talent, plus a new coaching staff. So those games are different. They're more like, what the flock can you expect from these teams, right? Like, who knows what it's going to be like for these teams? Lost a lot, new coaching staffs. It's a huge advantage for Penn State, but they are still crazy games. The road game at USC, USC lost its quarterback, but I think their bones might be a little better than they were a year ago. And I think that game at West Virginia to open the season could be a table setter for Penn State on so many fronts. It wasn't a fair fight last year, right? Penn State had some huge matchup advantages. Those are huge advantages somewhat still exist, but I think the gap between the two is closed. So it's just a really intriguing schedule that they could lose three or four games, Jimmy, and they could also win a lot. You know, they could be as easily as they could be 8-4. They could just as easily be 11-1. And it's partly about Penn State, but it's also about how do some of those sticky wicket teams, those tweener games, what do those teams look like and develop through the course of their offseason and through the, you know, first part of their season? But they are, Wisconsin's a good example. You look at it, you're like, Penn State had so many matchup advantages against Wisconsin. Yeah, it's at Madison, but can Wisconsin close the gap and catch up to Penn State? It could be, as easily as they could be 8-4, they could be 11-1, Jimmy. And the margin is very slim between the two, I feel.
A couple things to point out. Now, this West Virginia game, that's the opener, Andy. The difference between it this year and last year is, first of all, on the road, as we said, I think that's a huge issue. The second part of it is Penn State will be breaking in also a new defensive coordinator and a new offensive coordinator. If there's going to be growing pains, it will be in that first game. The other part to it with USC, we mentioned on the road, that's a West Coast game. Long way to go. Don't know how, you know, other than bowl games, that's not a typical trip for Penn State. And I realize other Big Ten teams have the same issues, you know, and I'm probably less concerned about Washington because the game's at home. And as you pointed out, they lost so much talent.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But it's those games on the road that could trip them up. A year ago, and I don't have the schedule in front of me, but what was their toughest road game? You know, when, of their, what was their toughest road win? Okay. What game did they win that was tough on that schedule? And we know, you know, what happened, you know, at Ohio State where they lost. So that's why I question the spreads. In my Penn State heart, Andy, I say, yeah, sure, 11-1. However, Jim, who you will bet on games, says, I would bet the 9.5 maybe, but not the 10.5.
So earlier you mentioned real quick, Jimmy, before we finish up this segment, you mentioned that the perception of Penn State nationally. Well, yeah, I think they have a deeper roster than nationally most are willing to admit. But there is the factor, and you know, I know Penn State fans hate it being brought up. Big game, James. I mean, come on. You have to factor that in after a decade, Jimmy. It's part of the national conversation.
It is. But if you look at those numbers, Andy, it's, they can't beat top five teams. And as you pointed out, they only have one of those on their schedule this year. All right, that's it for quarter number one. Quarter two, yes, we're going to talk a little bit more transfer portal. Stay tuned for that.
We've had such a great response to our F45 training and state college promotion over the last couple weeks. They've agreed to extend it one more time for our listeners. Now that the students are gone, you have an incredible opportunity to take advantage of their functional fitness classes. This is still running through May 21st. For all Keystone Sports Network listeners, you're able to try out F45 training in State College for 2 weeks free. F45 State College provides you the benefits of one-on-one personal training in a group class environment. F45 State College is the only fitness studio in State College with body composition technology where you could track your real-time progress, leveraging science-backed data to reach your goals even faster. Your free 2 weeks begins the first class you attend. Just make sure you begin before May 21st to take advantage of this limited offer. Are you ready to elevate your game day experience? Then it's time for turnkey tailgating with Revel XP. You get to tailgate close to Beaver Stadium with our exclusive area next to the soccer field. Revel XP will provide the tent, the chairs, table, even the cooler and ice. We even partner with local food and beverage providers to cater your tailgate event. As someone has enjoyed tailgating with Revel XP, I know you're going to love it. Go to revelxp.com for more info. Having multiple sportsbook accounts is the simplest way to get the best available odds, and there's never been a better time to sign up. When you visit our page, signupexpert.com/KSN, you'll be connected to all the sportsbooks in your region. All of these sportsbooks have valuable sign-up offers for new users, and through our link, you'll automatically receive the top offer at each one. If you want to take advantage of these benefits, sign up for your next sportsbook at signupexpert.com/KSN or see the preferred sportsbook button on our app. StateCollege.com is your one-stop source for news, sports, opinion, entertainment, and community events. Over a decade of experience covering the Nittany Lions from reporter Ben Jones. Lively commentary from columnist Mike Poorman and others. Local perspective, local expertise, local information from Penn State's hometown website, StateCollege.com. Trust StateCollege.com for daily coverage of the school, team, and place you love.
It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He is Andy Shea. Andy, in the first segment, we talked a bit about the over-under totals for Penn State that came out this week. One book had them at 10.5, another one at 9.5. I was surprised by the 10.5 one. Not that they can't win 11 games, but I just thought 9.5 was the better pick, and I wouldn't be surprised if that 10.5 one gets bet down. Andy, let's move forward. I mentioned the transfer portal that would be discussing that a bit. I want to take a little bit different angle from it. Typically, when these guys enter the transfer portal from Penn State, not the incoming, the outgoing guys, they're gone, out of sight, out of mind. I wanted to talk to you about where these players have ended up. And I think that's a pretty good indicator of the talent level when you see where these guys end up. And I believe that over the years, the players that Penn State has lost through the portal, there are very few of them, Andy, that you say, boy, they truly missed that player. First of all, let's start with that perspective. The history of the Penn State players entering the portal, who is it that you really missed? Or history. Penn State missed? Yeah. Historically.
Historically?
Yeah.
Wow. A guy that left that Penn State really missed? Gosh, Jimmy, can I think of one? There isn't one popping into my bald head with four eyes. Thinking of one that left Penn State. Quarterback? Maybe? I mean,
I think people will mention Will Levis because he ended up, you know, being drafted, but I'm not sure he really had a better career at Kentucky than Sean Clifford did at Penn State.
God bless you, Jimmy, for saying that. Thank you. You're right. It's Penn State fan. You know, I understand their love-hate relationship with Sean, but they were tomato and tomato as far as their college careers, and both were drafted. Will's a starter now. His arm talent just developed better, but maybe Will Levis? I can't really think of one, Jimmy.
Neither can. I'm sure there are some guys that might have provided some decent depth.
Yeah.
But so let's now look at the current players, the players that have left after this season, and let's start at what I will call the top of the list. And you had Keandre Lambert-Smith, who ended up at Auburn, and you have King Mack, who ended up at Alabama, of all places. First of all, which was the bigger loss?
Oh, King Mack by a mile. Oh, it's not even close, Jimmy. In terms of talent, upside, potential, time left to contribute, development. Unfortunately, Penn State has recruited the safety room extremely well and developed it extremely well. They're getting safeties on the field, you know, 2 and 3 a game consistently. Manny Diaz did a great job with it, but it ends at 3, Jimmy. It's not 4. 4 aren't going to get 25, 32 snaps a game. So I just think, for me, King Mack's transfer, Alabama, good landing spot, but it feels like it's good for him because he is that talented. I do think so. But it feels a little bit like a lateral transfer, but in some respects, I'm not joking, Jimmy. He might have gone into a better opportunity to get that 25 to 32 snaps at Alabama than he would have at Penn State this year. I truly believe that.
Well, I look at it, if everyone remains healthy at Penn State, he was number 4 when you have 3 safeties getting on the field. But I think, and we don't know the background, was there some NIL effect here? Potentially, did he want to be closer to home? Potentially. I'm not sure he's going to get on the field more in Alabama than he would at Penn State.
Better opportunity at Alabama, I think, perhaps. Penn State's set, dude. The 3 safeties ahead of him, they've just developed and were better. That's just the simple end of it.
Well, it might have meant sitting one more season, but correct. I think come 25, they would very much depend on him. And I also feel like this is also a short-term, long-term kind of answer. There will be people say, hey, Lambert Smith was your leading returning receiver in a room that needs the talent.
Right.
Where at safety, he's not needed, at least not this year. This may be one of those, well, for 2024, maybe it's Lambert Smith. Beyond that, it is definitely, obviously, King Mack, because Lambert Smith, I believe, just has the one more year of eligibility. But we've also had long discussions here about addition by subtraction with Lambert Smith. All right, let's look at some of these other players, Andy. And you forget about these guys who left right after the season. And it's interesting. Let's talk about the receivers a bit. Christian Driver and Dante Cephas, who both left after the season, ended up at Power 5 teams. We had Christian Driver going to Minnesota and Dante Cephas to Kansas State. When's the last time we even mentioned Dante Cephas?
Yeah, I think Dante Cephas, unfortunately, I think he's a really talented slot receiver in a certain role. And I also have some inkling that he's a borderline NFL prospect. I just think more than anything else, he got Yursich last year. More than any player on this team, sort of the way Mike Yursich wanted to develop and run this offense. I know he had some catching up issues. Part of it was him, but I think him more than anybody, he got it. And I think Kansas State's a risk for him because they lost their quarterback and they lost their offensive coordinator. So what it looked like might not be what it looks like. With Will at the quarterback and Andy Kotelnicki that's Kansas. I'm sorry. Andy came from Kansas. Kansas State did lose his quarterback, though. So it could be a good spot for him. I want to see him have success. Christian Driver didn't develop enough at Penn State to have an impact, but I don't know. Who has a more depleted or lower level of production receiver room? Minnesota and Penn State are kind of, potato, patata. They're very similar. They don't get a lot out of their wide receivers. I think Penn State wants and asks more. I think Minnesota traditionally does not, but maybe it's a good landing spot for him. It's a very similar room is the way I'll put it. So that'll fall on him.
It felt like to me for both of those guys, they needed a fresh start somewhere.
Yep.
And I wouldn't be surprised if one of them excels and makes some Penn State people go, oh no, we missed out on that. But I don't think either one of them would excel at Penn State. I feel like they needed a fresh start. Good for both of them. The other receivers that moved on, the two Maliks, Malik Mega to Coastal Carolina, Malik McLean to Arizona State. McLean got a Power 5 or Power 4 school in Arizona State. I think he's one of those. You look at the size and the potential there. Remember, that's a guy who started at Florida State, then at Penn State. So you think there's a pedigree there. I suspect that's what Arizona State was saying. But again, are these either one of these guys a loss as far as Penn State's concerned?
Well, if Malik McLean can develop in the sort of second primary important part of there's so much mouthwatering, talent with him that you can see that is sort of NFL level. It's just he has this inherent problem. Catch the ball, Featherstone. Like he can't catch the ball. He consistently cannot catch the ball. But everything else is like, ooh, ooh, ah, oh my gosh, right? Like you do so much of that, and then you're like, oh man, he can't catch the ball. So if that becomes realized, boy, that's next level for him. But I could see why he didn't, because Penn State was like, hey, dude, we just need you to catch the ball. Sorry, you ain't playing. Until you show us you can catch the ball. The other Malik Mega, when you saw Coastal Carolina, I was like, oh, what a great fit for that guy. That is a transfer portal kid making a really smart and good decision. it just feels like the right school for him. Like, you think of their offense and you think of the level, you look at their schedule and the competition level, and you're like, ah, that one really makes sense to me. I think that's a good pick for that kid. And I hope he does well.
And that could work for him. And going back to McClain, I think when a guy, these guys are able to catch the ball, okay? The drops that he has, sometimes I think it reaches a level they become a head case, Andy. And he was bypassed at Penn State. Penn State was no longer going to have confidence in him. Now, I'm not saying he's going to go to Arizona State and excel. I'm not saying that.
Right.
But he needed a fresh opportunity also. He needed, you know, if they're bringing him in through the portal, they will give him a chance, okay? He will get the opportunity there that he would not get at Penn State. So for him, very good move to move on, I think. I thought this was an interesting one, and we forget about it again because it came right after this season, and that's Jordan Vandenberg, Andy. Again, what the portal was designed for. He was not going to get the reps again at Penn State. So for him to make the move, I think it was excellent, and I would not be surprised if he plays well for Georgia Tech.
Yeah, he will play well for Georgia Tech, and the opportunity will be there. It was just, look, all four of them stayed. None of them left. And it's not an indictment on his development either. They're further ahead of him. They've been playing college football longer. You know, some of them are dragging out their COVID year of eligibility. They are productive at that position. There literally was no chance, no matter how much he kind of developed as a younger player, it was just going to always be too hard for him at Penn State to contribute in any way, shape, or form other than sort of, you know, a mop-up type role. So he had to go. And that was not that Penn State wanted to go. For him, he had to go somewhere where he could actually have an opportunity to play in 2024.
Andy, that's a guy, though, we may miss come 2025. That is it for quarter number two of our show. Stick around, quarter three. It's your questions, and we ask Andy. We've had such a great response to our F45 training and state college promotion over the last couple weeks. They've agreed to extend it one more time for our listeners. Now that the students are gone, you have an incredible opportunity to take advantage of their functional fitness classes. This is still running through May 21st. For all Keystone Sports Network listeners, you're able to try out F45 training in State College for 2 weeks free. F45 State College provides you the benefits of one-on-one personal training in a group class environment. F45 State College is the only fitness studio in State College with body composition technology where you can track your real-time progress, leveraging science-backed data to reach your goals even faster. Your free 2 weeks begins the first class you attend. Just make sure you begin before May 21st to take advantage of this limited offer. Are you ready to elevate your game day experience? Then it's time for turnkey tailgating with Revel XP. You get to tailgate close to Beaver Stadium with our exclusive area next to the soccer field. Revel XP will provide the tent, the chairs, table, even the cooler and ice. We even partner with local food and beverage providers to cater your tailgate event. As someone has enjoyed tailgating with Revel XP, I know you're going to love it. Go to revelxp.com for more info. Having multiple sportsbook accounts is the simplest way to get the best available odds, and there's never been a better time to sign up. When you visit our page, signupexpert.com/KSN, you'll be connected to all the sportsbooks in your region. All of these sportsbooks have valuable sign-up offers for new users, and through our link, you'll automatically receive the top offer at each one. If you want to take advantage of these benefits, sign up for your next sportsbook at signupexpert.com/KSN or see the preferred sportsbook button on our app. StateCollege.com is your one-stop source for news, sports, opinion, entertainment, and community events. Over a decade of experience covering the Nittany Lions from reporter Ben Jones. Lively commentary from columnist Mike Poorman and others. Local perspective, local expertise, local information from Penn State's hometown website, StateCollege.com. Trust StateCollege.com for daily coverage of the school, team, and place you love.
Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello, welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. He's Andy, I'm Jim. It's quarter number three. That means it's time to ask Andy. This is where we take your questions for Andy. If you want to send a question in for Andy, just download our app. That's Keystone Sports. You'll see the Ask Andy button, and away you go. All right, let's start with Glenn in Pleasantville, New York. Andy, he says, understanding that a number of current players will have to transfer out of Penn State for the program to meet the scholarship limit. And by the way, they're still a few players away from getting where they need to be. What happens if some of the players who are told they don't have a shot of playing time still choose to stay and they're over the limit when the season begins? Are they allowed to withdraw a scholarship, or would they even consider this? Or would they have to gray shirt some incoming freshmen so they're not part of the program until January?
Yeah, Glenn, you gave a couple of the options. So remember, the scholarship, the gray shirts, and the incoming freshman is probably a break glass in emergency scenario, right? And it'll depend on which players. It depends on the player who decides to stay. Is it a depth chart player, or is it a buried in the bottom of the roster player, right? There's a difference. And I just want to remind everybody that their scholarships are renewable annually. So, you know, they could stay at Penn State. It's just their scholarship as a student, part of the student athlete, would not be renewed. So therefore, I think there would be a tuition bill associated with that if they chose to stay a student at Penn State. The best of my understanding. And I think they're going to get there, Jimmy, because they're close, right? Like I think they're within a handful. You know, before it was a dirty dozen, right? And it could be a little bit bloody. They've had some guys transfer out, a couple of them, surprisingly. But you knew that they were going to get some guys that were going to move in the post-spring window, and they have. And I think looking at it from, okay, it's maybe a handful at the most, you know, a single handful instead of a dirty dozen or so, I think that sort of makes that last grind across the line maybe a little bit easier. They got a little bit of the help that they needed. That's what I'll say, Glenn.
They did get within shouting range of the number, which is 85. The number
Great
that
way
I
to
saw,
put it. Great
saw
way
is at 89. So with four more to go, there are some things that have to happen. Now, I haven't heard the term gray shirt in a while.
Me neither.
I guess that's always a possibility, but I think most of the freshmen have already enrolled. They are there, so that's a little tougher to put somebody off until January. The other thing, Andy, I believe, is it not the Big Ten has, their four-year scholarships, not annual, although I think, you know, the bigger picture like the NCAA, I think the requirement is only annual. But I believe the Big Ten might be doing four. So, and I don't think it's Penn State style to kick somebody out.
No, not in the least.
So technically, yes, they could have the talk and have the players say, don't care, coach, I'm sticking around. There are some other tools that go on now in the age of NIL where the player, hey, we may be forced to honor your scholarship, but, you know, you're not getting the NIL money. That it's not supposed to happen this way, but it is kind of arranged by the university, or the university could have the people, hey, look, this guy is no longer, you know, we're not encouraging you to promote this guy. Okay. I think for most players, they get the message. There is one other thing, and James Franklin had always, even when they were so many scholarships over the limit, has always said, hey, don't worry, we've got it under control, we're fine. What hasn't happened yet and a lot of times these announcements don't come to very late, there could be a couple medical retirements also.
Correct.
Some players who have injuries that it makes it debatable whether they could come back. I'm not saying it is, but that could even be possibly part of the discussion. Look, Andy, you've been nicked up for a couple years. You're not going to be getting on the field here, Andy. How about we just have, you know, medical retirement, you keep your scholarship, but you won't count against the scholarship limit. Wouldn't be surprised to see one or two of those also. Good question, though. Let's move on. Larry in Alexandria, Virginia, straight out of ACC country, so the question's appropriate. Larry asks, Andy, which ACC teams would you like to see in the Big Ten?
Oh, really good question. I would like to see Pitt and Boston College. I'll make it simple. I think it is. I don't, could you say Clemson and Florida State? But then you, okay, if you're going power conference and two power conferences, that's the way you're going to go. You want the top dogs. But for me, I mean, let's calm down a little bit and settle in. And if you're going to add more, then make it, you know, for me, I'm like, okay, you've got enough high-end eye candy. How much more do you need? You got, you know, USC, UCLA, Oregon, Washington. You just help Raiders of the Lost Ark, the poor Pac-12. Now you want to kill the rabbit of the ACC and take their top feeders as well if you can get them? Well, probably, maybe, because they're an alpha dog.
Andy, the reality is the ACC is going to be changing somehow, some way. Florida State, Clemson, they're going to get out. And once they do, it's going to be the rest of the schools getting out too. So there is going to be that time. You mentioned, you know, Pitt and BC that are the old Penn State rivals. I'd kind of like to see, and this is a little bit selfish as a Penn State fan, I wouldn't mind seeing like Virginia and North Carolina, you know, states that are adjacent, like then adjacent. They're good academic schools. I know that doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people, but they're the state schools.
Does not.
For those, I would take probably Virginia over Virginia Tech, North Carolina over North Carolina State. And I think they would be fun road trips. I think they're on the East Coast. It would make that, you know, Penn State, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina road nice. Those are a couple of schools that I think would be, I think they'd be nice road trips for Penn State fans. That goes into my equation. Okay, let's go to Paul in Reading, who says, Andy, is King Mac and Keandre Lambert Smith leaving a sign that Penn State has an issue keeping up with NIL? It doesn't seem like we are even close to Ohio State.
Yeah, who is close to Ohio State? I'll answer that question for you, Paul. I mean, literally, you know, no one knows what the exact number is, but in terms of, you know, incoming and transfer and roster retention for this year, it's in excess of $10 million at Ohio State, $13 million, you know, all in, right? Like for everything across the board. Who's doing that? Right? Like, who's close? No, I don't think this is an indication of NIL issues at Penn State at all. I don't think King Mac went to Alabama. Okay, there could have been an NIL factor, but also remember, he was fourth on the depth chart. Remember, Keandre Lambert Smith was elevated into a wide receiver one role for Penn State last year and ended up fizzling out to the point of being, you know, MIA the last three games, basically. So there's a reason for their transfers, and okay, maybe, you know, Keandre Lambert Smith got more money at Auburn, perhaps. Guess what? He's still not going to be a wide receiver one because they have young greenhorn receivers that are better than him. He's being brought there for his experience in a specific role, but King Mac was it was opportunity. I maybe there's some NIL involved, but I don't think those two leaving is an indication of Penn State having an NIL problem?
Well, Andy, there may have been NIL involved with both of those players, but
correct.
If you go throughout the country, NIL, every school almost is saying we've got an issue and pointing out Ohio State, who's going all in this year. They are.
Correct.
And they better win. If they don't, I think some of their money people are saying, hey, wait a minute, why did I invest it? You have schools like Texas A&M who went all in. It didn't turn out for them. You even have someone like Ole Miss who really put a lot of money into the portal, bringing guys in, and guess what? They lost an All-American running back to Ohio State because even if you have a lot of money, there may not be enough money for everybody. So, no, I wouldn't be too concerned about it. All right, let's go to Steve and Tyrone. He says, this is for both Andy and Jim. Who do you root for in college football other than Penn State? And Andy, I know you're not a Nittany Lion fan.
Not a root.
But so who do you root for in college football?
Georgia Bulldogs. I've been a Georgia Bulldog fan since 1988. I go back to the Vince Dooley days. Always kind of interested, kind of like Georgia. Got to go to several games when I lived in Georgia. I lived in Savannah when I was in the service, so I spent some time going to, I think I went to 3 games between the hedges. I went to at least one, I can't remember, so long ago. I know I went to at least one Florida-Georgia game in Jacksonville. Oh my gosh, was that fun in the 80s? Let me just say that. But that would be the one, you tell me one, I'm a college football fan across the board. I don't root very often, but I will root for the Georgia Bulldogs. I do like their program, and I have always liked Georgia since, like I said, 1988.
Georgia, boy, is that one kind of out of nowhere, Andy. I have a more complex answer for teams that I root for outside of Penn State, Andy. And what I'm going to do, we're up against the clock here. We'll close out quarter number 3, and I'll give my answer as we start quarter number 4. Stay tuned for that.
We've had such a great response to our F45 Training and State College promotion over the last couple weeks. They've agreed to extend it one more time for our listeners. Now that the students are gone, you have an incredible opportunity to take advantage of their functional fitness classes. This is still running through May 21st. For all Keystone Sports Network listeners, you're able to try out F45 Training in State College for 2 weeks free. F45 State College provides you the benefits of one-on-one personal training in a group class environment. F45 State College is the only fitness studio in State College with body composition technology where you can track your real-time progress, leveraging science-backed data to reach your goals even faster. Your free 2 weeks begins the first class you attend. Just make sure you begin before May 21st to take advantage of this limited offer. Are you ready to elevate your game day experience? Then it's time for turnkey tailgating with Revel XP. You get to tailgate close to Beaver Stadium with our exclusive area next to the soccer field. Revel XP will provide the tent, the chairs, table, even the cooler and ice. We even partner with local food and beverage providers to cater your tailgate event. As someone has enjoyed tailgating with Revel XP, I know you're going to love it. Go to revelxp.com for more info. Having multiple sportsbook accounts is the simplest way to get the best available odds, and there's never been a better time to sign up. When you visit our page, signupexpert.com/KSN, you'll be connected to all the sportsbooks in your region. All of these sportsbooks have valuable sign-up offers for new users, and through our link, you'll automatically receive the top offer at each one. If you want to take advantage of these benefits, sign up for your next sportsbook at signupexpert.com/KSN or see the preferred sportsbook button on our app. StateCollege.com is your one-stop source for news, sports, opinion, entertainment, and community events. Over a decade of experience covering the Nittany Lions from reporter Ben Jones. Lively commentary from columnist Mike Poorman and others. Local perspective, local expertise, local information from Penn State's hometown website, StateCollege.com. Trust StateCollege.com for daily coverage of the school, team, and place you love.
We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter four. He's Andy. I'm Jim. We closed out segment number three, which is our Ask Andy segment, where we got the question, who do we root for outside of Penn State? We know, of course, Andy, he's not a Penn State fan at all. I don't understand that, but we'll live with that. He mentioned he's actually a Georgia Bulldog fan, which really caught me by surprise. Feels out of nowhere. I would have thought, Andy, your role with uplifting athletes that you might associate with a couple schools, get to know people, and root for them that way.
Nope.
For me, as a a fan outside of Penn State, when I see any college football game, I'll typically, number one, root for the underdog, just typically, or I'll root against certain teams. Like, I'll always root against Pitt. I'll always root against Notre Dame, Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama. I'll always root against those teams. I'll also, Andy, I like the teams that are different, will do different things. It's easy to root for, say, the military academies, but I think they're also fun to watch with their very, very different style of play. I'll also root for certain teams that, like when the Penn State coaches, I kind of was rooting for Virginia Tech with Brent Pry going there. And I'll root for Duke because of Manny Diaz going there. I think we root as people who, follow Penn State, the coaches. These aren't guys who turned away from Penn State for a comparable job. They got a promotion to go elsewhere. So I don't blame them for leaving. And their association with Penn State makes me continue to root for them. All right, Andy, let's move on to our quarter four topic. In quarter two, we talked about the Penn State portal players outgoing. I kind of want to check in on the incoming players and where we're at this point. Penn State typically has been pretty particular about what players they'll bring in. They don't bring a lot of portal players in like some other schools do. Let's talk about some of these players that they've brought in, and there's some decent names. Let's talk about first the two Pennsylvania guys who Penn State fans wanted to come to Penn State. They were very highly recruited for very different reasons. Nolan Rucci went off to Wisconsin. Julian Fleming went to Ohio State. How do you feel about these two guys coming home, Andy?
Yeah, I think Julian fills an overt and massive need more than Nolan, but I think they both potentially can fill needs. I'm going to start with Julian Fleming. I just think he's a hard-working wide receiver, which is a testament to where he's come from, where he was a high school player. I think he does have some NFL skills, but he's been limited in his role always because of A, great receivers at Ohio State, and two, injuries. They just sort of, they hampered his development. They didn't slow it, but he figured out how to be sort of a better receiver in the limitations that he had to deal with. I believe he's a quality receiver, but he still has some limitations in terms of explosiveness at the next level, but he absolutely has a vital role to play for this team in 2024. He is a professional who works at his craft, and that will not only serve him very well, but I think it will serve Penn State very well. And he has a work rate now that is impressive, which is a complete opposite. A work rate or, a sort of like commitment to every play, that was something he didn't even have to think about as a high school player. And now it's one of his most glaring assets as a receiver. So overall, big picture, I just feel in many ways, shapes, and forms, despite the limitations, hello, see Andy trying to create realistic expectations. I still think he has an extremely vital role that he will play for this team in 2024.
I hope that Penn State fans don't look at him as coming in and being a superstar. You know, this five-star wide receiver that we all thought of coming out of high school. But you put it well, Andy, he has such an important role as the leader of this team. I think of him as that guy who can move the chains when it's third down. We just had too many times where Drew Aller would throw the ball. He thought the receiver was going to zig, and he ended up zagging. And I think Julian Fleming will be where he's supposed to be. Just that alone will create value and help out Drew Aller. So I'm with you on that. Nolan Rucci, I think the greatest attribute of this offensive line right now is the depth that it has. I don't see superstars, but I see enough depth, enough different players, and I think Nolan Rucci is part of that, Andy.
Yeah, he was a highly touted recruit coming out of high school. Went to Wisconsin for a reason. Obviously has some pedigree with his dad, Todd, being, you know, an elite NFL offensive lineman. Nolan's long and lean. He's not skinny, Jimmy, but he's long and lean. And what sticks with me is he hardly ever saw the field at Wisconsin. At Penn State, I think he will compete to start at the tackle position. And if he wins an elevated role job, in other words, you know, if he gets across the line, he's going to be an older greenhorn, right? I think he has to play right tackle and right tackle only the way I see it. I still think he was going to have some serious playing development that needs to happen as a junior transfer. So if he's the one that emerges from this, you know, sort of depth field at the right tackle position and ends up as, you know, the guy, I think he's going to have some catch up to do in terms of playing, like a playing catch up, you know, role, that factor that will be part of watching him develop as the starter. But there's a lot of tools there to work with. I think he's more unrealized talent. The question is, can Penn State help unlock and realize it? They could not at Wisconsin.
Andy, I think it's informative that you saw the tackles who were nicked up in the spring. That doesn't mean they're not going to be ready for the fall, talking about Drew Shelton and Anthony Donka. But this is still the offensive line. Guys get nicked up, and just having a competent person as a, even if they're a third tackle, that has value to it, Andy. If there's one area more important than, say, Fleming at wide receiver, it might be the cornerbacks that they brought in.
Yep.
They went to the Southeast Conference and got both A.J. Harris and Jalen Kimber. They're very different in that Kimber is the veteran coming from Florida. He started games there. A.J. Harris is the high-ceiling guy. Very highly recruited, some great physical attributes. And I'm going to put them in as a pair, Andy. They may be the most important transfer portal guys.
They're the most valuable, I think. That's the way I look at it, is a different way. I mean, A.J. Harris is a budding star, and he left Georgia for a reason, right? He didn't want to continue to compete in a crowded house. And he came to Penn State to be a starter the minute he stepped on campus. Here's what I'm looking, the way I look at it. It's opportunity. Would he have started last year? No, absolutely not. He would have been in the exact same situation a year ago. So, you know, is he the most talented cornerback they have on their roster today? Absolutely. Talent and need, right? They've collided perfectly here when it comes to him. He's long and sticky. He's very football savvy. This is what I want to point out to Penn State fans. He's super patient. He doesn't like overcommit or try and like be, I got to go make a play and overextend himself. He just feels like one of those guys who won't push the envelope and let it come to him. That is my personal favorite type of corner, who has that sort of ability to see the game a little bit differently, that he can wait and let it come to him while still being long, lean, sticky, and making wide, and driving wide receivers nuts. He is a budding star. There's no other way to put it, Jimmy.
Well, he was so impressive in that spring game. I think that just raised the level of expectation for fans, Andy. And it also makes us just a little bit more comfortable about how the cornerbacks are going to perform. And I think that Jalen Kimber kind of gets lost in this shuffle, unfortunately. Yep. But there's another veteran piece. This all goes on in with the couple of players that are coming back, like Cam Miller. So it raised my comfort level in the room. So just finishing up, Andy, I think it's interesting. And again, guys who get forgotten is there's still some transfer players from a year ago. You have Adavian Collins at cornerback. I think he came from Mississippi State. And it reminds me of Johnny Dixon when he first came in, didn't get on the field, but eventually became a player. You have Alonzo Ford at defensive tackle. And I want to point out that our friend Riley Thompson, the punter, how valuable was he? And remember, he came in through the portal also, Andy.
Yeah, there is some value in that. And I think Jalen Kimber fits in that same sort of role as that guy. I just think it's going to be sooner than later for him than the three you just mentioned. I just think he plays a vital role for Penn State this year. That's just the way is he going to be the other starter? Will Terry Smith and the coaching staff land on two transfer portal cornerbacks starting at Penn State? You're not going to be taking a step backwards if you start Harris and Kimber. So Kimber has some next level skills and he's seen it all in the SEC already. So I think that is going to be an interesting decision. When they play West Virginia, will you see two transfer portal guys at corner? I don't think it's unrealistic, and I think it's a high probability you might.
Well, I still think Cam Miller will be the other starter, Andy, but they'll play more than two. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's that third down, that slot cornerback. So I think they'll play more than two, but the fact is, I think both those guys, Kimber and Harris, will play a huge factor. Andy, that's going to be it for our show. Thank you all for listening. Make sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
We've had such a great response to our F45 Training and State College promotion over the last couple weeks. They've agreed to extend it one more time for our listeners. Now that the students are gone, you have an incredible opportunity to take advantage of their functional fitness classes. This is still running through May 21st. For all Keystone Sports Network listeners, you're able to try out F45 Training in State College for 2 weeks free. F45 State College provides you the benefits of one-on-one personal training in a group class environment. F45 State College is the only fitness studio in State College with body composition technology where you can track your real-time progress, leveraging science-backed data to reach your goals even faster. Your free 2 weeks begins the first class you attend. Just make sure you begin before May 21st to take advantage of this limited offer. Are you ready to elevate your game day experience? Then it's time for turnkey tailgating with Revel XP. You get to tailgate close to Beaver Stadium with our exclusive area next to the soccer field. Revel XP will provide the tent, the chairs, table, even the cooler and ice. We even partner with local food and beverage providers to cater your tailgate event. As someone has enjoyed tailgating with Revel XP, I know you're going to love it. Go to revelxp.com for more info. Having multiple sportsbook accounts is the simplest way to get the best available odds, and there's never been a better time to sign up. When you visit our page, signupexpert.com/KSN, you'll be connected to all the sportsbooks in your region. All of these sportsbooks have valuable sign-up offers for new users, and through our link, you'll automatically receive the top offer at each one. If you want to take advantage of these benefits, sign up for your next sportsbook at signupexpert.com/KSN or see the preferred sportsbook button on our app. StateCollege.com is your one-stop source for news, sports, opinion, entertainment, and community events. Over a decade of experience covering the Nittany Lions from reporter Ben Jones. Lively commentary from columnist Mike Poorman and others. Local perspective, local expertise, local information from Penn State's hometown website, statecollege.com. TrustStateCollege.com for daily coverage of the school, team, and place you love.